Today on Compassion Radio.
When a refugee family comes to the United States, they do not know anyone.
Yeah.
We become their first people they engage with, their first friends, who is going to walk with them in their new chapter of life.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of the globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. David Chavez is a dynamic young man who's been involved in missions his whole life. His heart for refugees has taken him to places like Bolivia, Greece, and other parts of the Middle East. Some time back, God helped him start the Bridges Language Academy in South Florida, a nonprofit whose main goal is to teach English as a second language to those seeking asylum from persecution. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's the second half of a conversation Bram had with David.
Did you find that to be the case? Most of the immigrants that you were meeting were refugees of some sort.
They were refugees, but they did not have the title refugee.
And that's a tough one, because the title refugee has certain connotations about being strictly about an active war zone. And
yes.
Or if you're not one of those kind of refugees, you don't really qualify in the minds of many, because you're obviously just an economic opportunist. But
right.
you had experience close up with those who were in the South Florida area, coming from all these different regions of the world. And what would you say was the number one cause that people made the effort, that took the dangerous route and came all the way from their countries to America?
Well, I mean, we've seen families that have come from Panama, who have escaped gangs, from El Salvador, from Cuba. There's a lot of families that came from there who were oppressed by the economic system in Cuba and from Colombia as well.
So these people are now in your lap, and no one's taken them up on the opportunity to learn or get enculturated, if nothing else, and more specifically, to learn the language efficiently and effectively so they can communicate well in their country of adoption. So what did you do?
Well, one of the first things I did was I went to every adult ESL school in my community.
And by ESL, you mean English as a second language?
Yes, that's correct. And I went and I visited. I taught there. I volunteered there. And I learned that there are two types of students. There are students who want to pursue an academic career, and there are the other type of student who simply wants to learn how to say hello, how are you,
mm-hmm.
how do I get to my bus stop?
Yeah.
And the second type of students tended to be a lot older students, mid-30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s. And so the ESL schools did an amazing job being able to teach those that wanted to pursue an academic career, but there were some deficiencies with these students who needed additional practice, who needed consistent repetition. And so I started Bridges Language Academy, and my goal was to help those students who simply wanted to get by, who needed those basic survival skills, the same type of student that I was seeing in Athens, Greece.
So how many did you find?
We had between 25 to 30 students coming from Guatemala, from Cuba, and from Colombia.
And this is not a for-profit school you've started here. This is all volunteer.
This is all volunteer. I received the books through donation from families and friends, and the church that I hosted the English classes was a Spanish church down in the city of Lake Worth.
And how many volunteers work with you now?
At that time, we had about 5 to 10 volunteers working with me.
And the school is still going?
School, yes, the school is still going.
Amen. So you're maintaining a current enrollment around the same, or is it growing each year?
Well, that's where it gets interesting for our ESL school. It wasn't until 2015 where we were approached by Church World Service, which is the resettlement agency, one of the nine that has permission to resettle refugees that were processed by the United Nations into the United States, contacted me and asking me if I'd be willing to teach English to their quote-unquote clients, families in our community. And what I quickly learned was that these refugees that were coming were all Syrian, Middle Eastern refugees. And so I was very excited about this opportunity. I quickly said yes. And pretty soon we started seeing a lot more Syrian refugee families in our classroom, and no longer our Haitian and our South American families. But we quickly became a school, a safe place for Syrian refugees to learn the English language.
So the very people that you had such a passion for while you were in Greece, the people you didn't think you'd ever have a chance to reach again, but inspired you to start a school that could help anybody you might find in your life in South Florida, were suddenly back in your lap. It seemed like an interesting interlude that God would bring you through that stage of becoming proficient in the art and the skill of helping anybody learn the language and become, you know, new American citizen or resident, was the very skill that God needed you to be prepared for and prepared with in order to minister to the people that were just going to suddenly flood back into your living rooms down there in South Florida. So I think it's marvelous how God put a few important divine appointments in a row that he intended to prepare you for what was coming. And now we're in a situation now nationally, as you well know, that there's a lot of backlash now about the very notion of the world coming to us again, especially those from those countries where they're under the most threat from ISIS or Daesh, as they call them over there. How do you handle the politics and the anti-Arab mentality that seems to be rising up so much in this country? What do you do as a minister to those who are here because they've also been crushed by that same Arab, the same anti-Christian, anti-Western worldview? How do you deal with that situation and communicate to the Christian family especially that this ministry is so necessary for those who are now in our country?
Yes. Since I returned from Athens, Greece, I've been trying to get back to Europe. I've been trying to get back to the Middle East or go to the Middle East and do ministry over there. But the Lord just kept closing those doors on me. And every time that I'd knock on the door, every time that I would try to open a window, that those doors, windows were slammed shut on me. Mm. And so when these families from Syria started coming to our community, I quickly realized that this is a huge opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ to these families who have escaped severe oppression, severe persecution, who are questioning their own past, who are questioning their own faith, who are wanting to explore, wanting to look for hope, wanting to look for true love. And so it is a huge opportunity for these families to come here to West Palm Beach. And we as a church be able to receive them. Mm. Because when a refugee family comes to the United States and they get placed into a community, they do not know anyone.
Yeah.
We become their first people they engage with, their first friends, and family who is going to walk with them in their new chapter of life.
Are the churches standing by you in this? Do they understand that this first point of contact is a wide open one for the gospel?
There are many churches that do. that are behind us, who are working alongside with us. We are incredibly grateful with those churches. We do have a few churches who are not there yet, but they're slowly understanding by what they're seeing with our team while we engage with refugees that are in our community.
Okay, David, what you're saying about becoming the first friends, I want to camp on that for a second. The whole notion of being the first to care, the first to intervene, the first to do something, the first to carry the gospel in a cup of cold water to somebody who needs it, that right there is gospel. And when Jesus talks about the Samaritan, it's not that he was the first to see the person who was suffering. He was the first to go and do, and he became the injured man's first real friend. And in a lot of ways, you are being the Good Samaritan to a entire population of people who are ignored by even the majority of the Christian world. And so I want to applaud you for being the one to step out and do the right thing for those people. And in the process, you're bringing Jesus to them. And they're discovering this Isa, this prophet they heard about but never really knew. They're getting to know you. Therefore, they're getting to know Jesus. And I think that's a marvelous, marvelous thing.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
Hi, this is Bram Floria. For years now, many of you have partnered with us to help support the rescue of abandoned babies in Johannesburg, South Africa, through Door of Hope. Thousands have already been adopted, fostered, or reclaimed by family members. But sadly, many have not been so fortunate. Door of Hope has not abandoned these precious lives, and neither will we. In addition to the two baby rescue houses already in existence, Door of Hope, in partnership with Compassion Radio, is now constructing Hope Village, which will feature a large park playground, a school, a church, a farm, and will eventually be self-sustaining. Kids receive spiritual training and education, along with a marketable skill. Your financial gift will help ensure them a bright and successful future. So please, pray and ask God how He would have you to help. Ask Him to show you what your very best financial gift should be. When you give, we'll say thanks by sending you the Psalms in Color coloring book at your request. It's perfect for anyone, especially someone who wants to show their love for God through colorful, artistic expression. You can contact us right now by calling 1-800-868-2478. Or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. You can also write us at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And there's a brand new way to contact us right now through your phone. Just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's COMPASSION to 53445. You can also give to this month's special project for Door of Hope by texting KIDS to 53445. Thank you so much for your willingness to be part of what God is doing in the lives of these precious children in South Africa through Door of Hope.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Is there any example story you can tell us of how someone who received you and received the work that you and your friends have done through the Bridges Language Academy, something that has transformed their lives, or someone that's come to know Jesus because of it?
I would say that it's an everyday, we get to be witnesses every day and be able to capture stories through our own experiences of what Christ is doing among us with these Syrian refugees. These refugees have left their homes, who have been rejected by their own countrymen, traveled to neighboring countries where they've been rejected once again. And then after 2 to 3 years of processing in the United Nations, they end up here and they are accepted for who they are, given the baggage that they carry. They are loved, they are cared for, they are wanted, and those are things that they have not received for years. And so when they start seeing that, when they start receiving that, they quickly notice that that these are followers of Christ. These are not Christians you see on television, through music, through the influential people who call themselves Christian. They get to see who are those who are, really follow Christ and who really follow the things they believe in. And that's what makes a huge difference. And I do have to mention that the Syrian refugees that come here come with a notion that they're not wanted, that they're not liked. And they're fearful. They arrive to the airport with fear that they're not going to be accepted because of what they see on television, what they hear from the United States. And so it quickly turns around when they meet our team, when we take them to their home, when we have a hot meal prepared for them and start doing life with them.
So, David, this Bridges Language Academy has evolved into something that's much more than just an English as a second language program. You really are building life bridges with these people and introducing them to lively and life-affirming faith that is present in you and your volunteers. These are Christian people who care enough to bring God's very best to those who are being refused by much of the world and have at least politically been accepted as refugees in this country. But there's a whole lot more to building a life than just being allowed in the door. It has to do with building relationships and wanting to be part of the people you've joined and no longer being an outcast in the countries you're passing through. So I'm praying that these opportunities will continue for you, that you'll show the way by good example and leadership for other churches and communities to learn how to deal with the foreigner in their midst. And I want to commend you, brother. This Bridges Language Academy is something that I think needs to be emulated and started somewhere else in this country. I know there are a lot of other cities where there are many of these kind of refugees that are moving in. And obviously, the first touch is going to be someone who wants to help them be able to survive in this new culture. And that's exactly what teaching English as a second language does. But as you've made very clear, it's much more than that. It's about inviting people into your lives and being willing to care. Is there any last comment you'd like to make to our listeners today about how they could and should be praying for and looking for opportunities to serve like you're doing where you are?
Well, I do would like to say we have grown. We are engaging right now with about 29 to 30 families. Our team has exploded to a little over 200 volunteers who are walking with us, who are walking with the families. And so I am incredibly grateful for our team and the hard work that they put during their free time. I do ask for prayer for my team as they continue to engage with our refugee families in helping them immerse into culture, into society, into the English language, but also have continuous opportunities to plant seeds in their life that would lead these families towards Christ.
Friends, pray for those down in South Florida that are working with the Bridges Language Academy and for David Chavez's leadership there, that God would open many more doors. Wouldn't it be great if a large percentage of the refugees that end up here in America, whatever the political climate might be, have one of their first touch points in our culture, someone who loves Jesus? Wouldn't that be awesome? Because you know that the first relationships become the primary ones, and they help define our lives. The very first people we meet in life are our parents and our siblings. They shape us in ways we can't even imagine or even understand until we're much older. The same thing is true of people coming into our culture. They're born into a new country. The very first people that will touch them, will reach out to them, have the biggest chance of winning them to real loving relationships, and in our case, with someone who loves them ultimately. So I do encourage you to pray for these folks. David, how would they find out more about what you're doing there? Is your website back up yet?
My website is finalizing. We're still in construction. The pushback that we received this past year, we actually shut down our website and our contact information for the safety for the families that, that we are engaging with.
Very good. I understand the dangers of that. I thank you for saying that. Now, I'll tell you what, folks. Let's do it this way. If you would like to find out more about what David is doing, email us at Compassion Radio. We'll pass those on personally to David so that he has a chance to meet you individually. If you have a real heart and passion for doing the same kind of work in the cities where you are, I know there are many world cities like St. Louis and Cincinnati and New York and where David is down there in South Florida, Los Angeles. There are many cities where the world is coming to us that need these kind of opportunities for Christians to step up and be the first point of contact with immigrants. So contact us here at Compassion Radio. Info at Compassion Radio would be fine. Just email us and say, I'd like to know more about David Chavez and his work. And we'll get you in contact with them. David, thank you so much for spending just a little bit of time with us here on Compassion Radio.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me.
Maybe we can get an update on how things are coming along with these new refugees as we look forward into 2018 and see what happens with it all. Would you mind us checking in with you again?
Yes, I would love that.
Very good. Again, friends, we've been having a great conversation with David Chavez, a young man who met the Lord through his family and missions work as a third culture kid in South America, took it all the way across the world to Greece, and met people from all the troubled areas of the Middle East. And now suddenly God's put them back in his lap to do something with there in South Florida. What a marvelous confluence of circumstances. It's amazing how God does that. So we hope to have him back again soon on Compassion Radio. David, thank you for making time for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Hi, this is Bram Floria. For years now, many of you have partnered with us to help support the rescue of abandoned babies in Johannesburg, South Africa, through Door of Hope. Thousands have already been adopted, fostered, or reclaimed by family members, but sadly, many have not been so fortunate. Door of Hope has not abandoned these precious lives, and neither will we. In addition to the two baby rescue houses already in existence, Door of Hope, in partnership with Compassion Radio, is now constructing Hope Village, which will feature a large park playground, a school, a church, a farm, and will eventually be self-sustaining. Kids receive spiritual training and education, along with a marketable skill. Your financial gift will help ensure them a bright and successful future. So please, pray and ask God how He would have you to help. Ask Him to show you what your very best financial gift should be. When you give, we'll say thanks by sending you the Psalms in Color coloring book at your request. It's perfect for anyone, especially someone who wants to show their love for God through colorful, artistic expression. You can contact us right now by calling 1-800-868-2478. Or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. You can also write us at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And there's a brand new way to contact us right now through your phone. Just text the word compassion to 53445. That's compassion to 53445. You can also give to this month's special project for Door of Hope by texting kids to 53445. Thank you so much for your willingness to be part of what God is doing in the lives of these precious children in South Africa through Door of Hope.
Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Now, today when you support Compassion Radio financially, we'll send you a copy, at your request, of the Psalms in Color coloring book. A beautifully illustrated book that contains more than 60 pages filled with gorgeous drawings for you to color with either crayons or colored pencils. There are also bookmarks and gift tags all centered around the Psalms from the Bible, as well as blank pages for you to draw on and write down what God is saying to you through His Word. And we'll send you a copy today as our way of saying thanks for your financial gift to Compassion Radio. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800- 800- 868-2478. 2478, or you can visit CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or visit CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word GIVE to 53445. That's the word GIVE to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. We are so thankful for you. Please be sure to join us again next time for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.